Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Good news from KER. This is the Al Corlin, Dr. Charles Page segment, talking with Chuck about his experiences. You have done a fair amount of work that I'd like our listeners to be aware of, Chuck, dealing with people living in Africa. Primarily, I would probably have to say some of the indigenous people living over there who you have worked with. Regardless of what people think about the medical system in the United States, you know, you can knock it all you want, but the fact of the matter is they have no system over there. And if people like you didn't go over on a volunteer basis, a lot of lives would be lost. Let's talk about some of your experiences.
Well, so I started going to Africa doing mission work, and I just work in several different hospitals, kind of helping them train surgeons in Africa. You know, that's one of the biggest deficits in, you know, the African continent is actually surgeons. You can imagine. I mean, they speak so many different languages that, you know, the training surgeons is really kind of difficult. I mean, so anyway, but one of the reasons I keep going back is it's always an attitude adjustment for me. And I was over there in February, right before they really stopped all of the, you know, the plane trips. I almost didn't get out of the country.
Yeah.
But I was in Niger, which is in Africa, and it's really sad. You know, I mean, you know, we think about the things that we worry about here, about not having ventilators if we get COVID, or not having, you know, all of these, you know, remdesivir and all these things. I mean, they have none of those resources there. In fact, you know, in Africa, people are dying of diseases that we haven't seen here in 50 to 100 years, like, for example, typhoid fever. And in particular, it's one place in Africa, typhoid is just, you know, it's almost a pandemic. I mean, you know, probably saw 10 to 15 children die of typhoid, and it gets in their intestines, and their intestines rupture, and then these kids get really sick. You know, and they've also got chronic malaria. They're also malnourished. And so it's a real challenge. It really changes your attitude. You know, the things that I often kind of bellyache about here, I go over there, it seems like when I come back, I don't have those complaints anymore, you know, because I realize how good we have it over here. And I think sometimes we forget that, you know, as we're kind of going through things, especially all the things that we're hearing in the media, all the negative things, and, you know, the lack of, you know, PPEs, you know, personal protective equipment and all these things. But, you know, over there, they don't have any personal protective equipment. You know, so often we're taking drains out of one patient and throwing them in some alcohol and using it on the next patient. And so it really helps us realize, you know, in the United States and in Western countries, just how blessed we are.
You know, I'd like to dwell on that just for a little bit. We do have a bit of time left here, no question, but I'd like to dwell on that a little bit. One of the facets of human nature, I guess I should say characteristics of human nature is, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side of the street. People who oftentimes live in almost a perfect world in America are still depressed. But I think when you stop and realize how good we have it over here, then a lot of the daily BS that we're dealing with just kind of goes out the window, in my opinion, Chuck.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I kind of learn that every day. You know, like even today in the clinic, I had a young girl who I had seen in the hospital. She had had COVID. She has a lot of medical problems, and she actually works as an EMT, and she works in a nursing home, and we had an outbreak here in a nursing home, and probably 10 people died. You can imagine the stress of just watching those folks die. And I'll tell you, you know, COVID is not a respecter of persons, and, you know, it is real. I don't think it's as bad as the media is projecting it to be, but just thinking about the stress that she went through being in a situation where she's not in control. And I think for Westerners, you know, people living in industrialized countries, you know, for people living in industrialized countries, you know, we've never been in a situation where we can't fix it. And I think that's one of the hardest things about COVID even is that we, you know, it's one of those things that we're not in control. You know, and humanly speaking, we've realized that here in the United States. And in the United States, we're not used to having these diseases that we, you know, we can't fix.
You know, I want you to elaborate on one thing, if you would, Chuck, and that is the lack of control on the part of medical society in controlling COVID. Explain that, would you? How big a problem is it?
Well, I mean, we can't stop a virus. I mean, you know, and all the measures that we've taken, some of them are common sense, some of them are backed by science, and some of them are not backed by really good science and really good studies. You know, we're trying to do the best that we can do, you know, from a, you know, from a, you know, from a public health standpoint. But really, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, just like we can't stop the flu, you know, we can't stop, you know, the COVID virus. We can, you know, when people get the virus, we can, you know, prevent, you know, people from getting really sick. And man, what a blessing to be here in the United States and have, you know, the remdesivir, and that's what, you know, Trump got, and then also to have, you know, the plasma when you get really sick. And this girl that I talked to today, I mean, she really got sick and had to have plasma transfusions and probably would not be here today if it weren't for the plasma. So, you know, it's just one of those things. We still, for many viral infections, we don't have any kind of cure. I mean, think about HIV. We still don't have a vaccine for HIV. We don't have a vaccine for, like, hepatitis A, you know, or hepatitis C. Fortunately, we have a vaccine for hepatitis B, but, you know, hepatitis C, of course, we now have treatment. We have antiviral treatments that we can give. But I just think often, you know, we always tend to focus on the negative things. I know I do a lot, Al. I just, you know, I tend to focus on the things that I don't have. And, you know, so often getting in situations realizing, you know, that it could always be worse. I think it always changes our perspective. And that's why I go over to Africa. One of the reasons, I mean, I feel like so often I get so much more than I give when I go over there.
I don't find that hard to believe at all. I really don't. You know, I want to ask you one question, and that is, a lot of depression going on in the United States, as we mentioned last time we did an editorial. A lot of anxiety going on in the U.S. In terms of dealing with that, what are you telling your patients, Chuck?
One of the main things is to control the amount of media that you get, because it just causes more confusion. I believe it causes more anxiety. It's kind of adding fuel to the fire. Get plenty of rest. You know, I'll tell you one thing that's really been helpful for me, and one of the reasons why I started writing is because it really helped me to process the events that were going on in my life, you know, and try to make some sense out of it emotionally and spiritually. But, you know, there's a growing body of literature that talks about the benefit of journaling.
Yeah.
It decreases our blood pressure, decreases our stress. There's studies that show it increases wound healing, you know, all kinds of things. And so I would also encourage people to stop every day and stop and kind of have a kind of a devotional time or a time where you sit down and you just kind of write down your thoughts and your feelings of the day. And I think that really helps.
You know, I want to focus on that, Chuck, if you don't mind. We're going to take a real quick commercial break here shortly, but I would like you to prepare yourself for the following task, if you choose to accept it, and that is, I have heard a lot about journaling. I don't know a lot about it. I have a number of friends, as you know, by looking at the guest list on our, on our platform. I have a lot of friends who are clinical psychologists, psychiatrists, etc. They have talked a lot about journaling, but nobody has really ever explained what journaling is all about. You got a couple minutes to talk about that?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be right back after the commercial break talking with Dr. Charles Page about the benefits of journaling.
Hello. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for another segment of KER Politics. Al Corlin chatting with Dr. Charles Page. At the end of the last segment, Chuck, you talked a little bit about journaling. We talked a little bit about some of the challenges going on in society right now because of COVID. Now what I would like to talk about is a non-pharmaceutical way to deal with these challenges. And I'm not incredibly familiar, thoroughly, I guess I should say, familiar with journalizing, but I do it on a daily basis, just at the suggestion of my friends. Tell us two things. Number one, what's the most effective way to do that, and how does one start doing it? Is it just like keeping a diary, Chuck?
It's very similar. So I think, you know, everybody is going to have a little bit different twist on this. I think it's the most important thing is making a decision to do it and finding a time to do it. Like, for example, when you first get up in the morning or when you go to bed, sometimes going to bed and doing a bedtime journal, kind of processing the things that happened during your day, is very important. You know, there's a part of our brain called the hippocampus,
mm-hmm.
and the hippocampus takes short-term memory and converts it into long-term memory. So when we go to sleep, your hippocampus kind of works overtime. And so as we process things during the day, and we can begin to process things people say and events that happen and things, it helps us to kind of end our day on a positive note and hopefully not embed those negative things in our mind. I'm kind of experimenting in this. I've written a study kind of about what the Bible and the Scripture says about sleep, and it's called Give It to God and Go to Sleep, and it's kind of that kind of process of, at the end of the day, kind of dealing with all those things that race through our minds. So I'm doing one on sickness, too, because I think there's just a lot of people now with COVID who are just, you know, they're just reeling in stress and all these emotions and just the uncertainty of the virus itself, like we were talking about in the previous segment. It's just something we can't control. And so being able to sit down and write down our thoughts and our expressions and our experiences, I just think it helps us to kind of bring to mind things and also helps to remind us of some of the truths and the principles that we know in life.
Tell me why that occurs when one is journaling. I first learned about journaling, interestingly enough, years ago from a woman who was a banker. And, talk about strange bedfellows, I have to say, but it strikes me that journaling would work only because you're focusing on a particular situation. But what I'm hearing you say, Chuck, is that if you journal at night, say just prior to actually going to sleep, you get your subconscious mind in as one of the actors in the play. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about the things that plague us as we go to bed. It's the decisions that we've made. It's the things that we didn't get done on our to-do list and all those things. I kind of take a spiritual approach to it, you know, talking about the Scriptures, about how God never slumbers and sleeps and how God's active. But, you know, there's a lot of different dynamics depending upon your worldview and depending upon how you see things. But you know, I do think it would benefit us to keep us from, you know, dealing with the majority of things that rob us of sleep, like worry and stress, you know, those kind of things.
So tell me how, John, I mean, I don't mean to break in here, but, you know, I've got a short memory. Tell me how journaling would alleviate stress for a person who had a tendency to be pretty stressful. I think I told you the story earlier in the week that my acupuncturist is just said she can't even hardly open the doors wide enough to get all the potential clients in there because so many people today are suffering from stress and anxiety. What is the principle behind how journaling would have a positive effect on something negative like stress and another negative of fear, obviously, like anxiety?
Well, I'm no psychiatrist. You know, I'm a surgeon. I failed my psychiatry rotation, by the way. But just affirming those things that happen in our lives, you know. Like, for example, someone says something about us that we know is untrue, yet it, you know, the old saying about, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. People's words sometimes can really harm us. And so, you know, going back and thinking about what was said to us or whatever, and then begin to write it down and begin to verbalize that we know that that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Or then sometimes it is true, and there's some things that we can learn from that. Hey, maybe there is a hint of truth in that. And begin to just kind of ponder over those things, you know. And expressing our emotions, I think, is a good thing. So often, you know, I'm an emotional stuffer. I'm a surgeon. I deal with the problem, and later on I have to deal with that, you know. So, and I think we all have these stressful things that happen in our lives that sometimes when we begin to slow down, you know, they begin to surface, you know. And just begin to write down kind of how we felt about that, how we, how we responded in that situation and thinking about our responses and, you know, how could I respond differently to those circumstances? You know, or maybe what were the ways that I, you know, did pretty good responding to those circumstances? And just kind of analyzing those events, analyzing those relationships and things. And then looking at our life priorities, too.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, Chuck, the one thing this COVID situation, which has been with us being, you know, my world here in the Northwest, it's been almost 7 months that we've been in a lockdown situation. And it's gotten pretty serious in the sense that people, because of our litigious society, restaurant owners, golf clubs, et cetera, are very conscientious about adhering to the COVID guidelines. And I'm sure you know what they are. I'm not going to worry about going into that right now. But the one macro, and I use the word macro here in the sense that I would have to say the most important thing that's come out of COVID is the isolation. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't journalism, Chuck, really kind of take away some of the isolation issues? And if so, can you tell us why?
Well, so, I mean, I think there's several different aspects to that. I mean, for me, spiritually, I realize that, you know, I'm not alone because God's with me, you know?
Yeah.
But I also think that it's just a way of us beginning to process those events. I mean, yes, I mean, we do have people that feel isolated. Even in hospitals now, you know, family members are dying and, you know, the family can't always come in to see them. And so
right.
There is this sense of I'm alone in this and I have no control over this. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that can make us feel lonely. I think now, though, fortunately, with the Internet, although it's not a replacement for the human touch and for relationships. We have FaceTime. We have all these different things where we can connect with people now online. It's not perfect, but it is at least something we can do. And I learned that as I was dealing with patients in the hospital is that often if I can take my cell phone and call the family and put them on FaceTime and let them talk to their family member, then it does. I mean, it's that's one of the best medicines that we can give someone. It's just being able to connect to their loved ones. So,
I don't find that hard to believe at all. Chuck, got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, journaling. Think about it. Any questions, ask us for next time Chuck is on the show. He'll be back certainly within the week. Thanks, Chuck.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has surpassed 8 million COVID-19 cases. That count is according to Johns Hopkins University. A fall surge of the coronavirus is starting to flare up, particularly in the Midwest. Dr. Mark Larson heads the COVID response team in Kansas City, Mo. He tells CBS News that hospitals are bursting at the seams.
As of 2 days ago, we hit our record inpatient capacity.
Mentally, emotionally, what does this do to a staff?
It adds stress,
And it really does take a toll on the staff.
Michigan has more than 1,000 coronavirus patients in its hospitals for the first time since May. In North Dakota, just 22 intensive care beds remain in the entire state. Out west, New Mexico is reporting a second straight day of record-breaking cases and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the northern border will remain closed until we could get the coronavirus under control here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. Americans are taking advantage of the multiple ways to vote early in the general election and at an incredible pace.
A record number of Americans are taking advantage of opportunities to vote before Election Day. According to new numbers compiled by the U.S. Elections Project, nearly 21 million Americans have already cast their ballot, which is already 15% of the total votes cast in 2016. Experts say this could be the start of a record number of votes cast and the highest turnout percentage for a presidential election since 1908. The data shows that Democrats are outvoting Republicans at the moment, outpacing them by nearly 2-1. But those numbers are expected to even out, as Republicans are expected to show up in bigger numbers on Election Day proper. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue accused of using a racist dog whistle when he mocked the name of his Democratic colleague and VP candidate Kamala Harris.
Kamala, I don't know. Whatever.
Democrats want an apology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. That's time for KER Politics. Actually, we now call it the good news from KER. I have John Horvat on the line with me again. I spoke with John last week. Y'all heard a little bit about him, but I would like to elaborate now on what Mr. Horvat is all about. Let's talk first, John, if you don't mind, about your organization.
Okay, that's great. Great to be on back on the show. The name of my organization is the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, and that's TFP for short.
Right.
And we're a civic organization of Catholic inspiration. We defend tradition, family, and property through books and publications, through activism on the streets, university activism. We do educational programs for youth. We have offices throughout the United States, and we are very active in a lot of the pro-family, pro-life issues, pro-traditional marriage issues that are out there, and that is what we do. We do it basically through books and publications and our activism.
Okay, and I appreciate that. I stand behind you so far for everything that I've heard that your organization now believes in. I'm coming from the same spot. John, having said that, we celebrated Columbus Day last Monday, about a week ago. You wrote an interesting article on the personality of Christopher Columbus. Take a couple of minutes, if you would, John, and let's go over that. His personality, his beliefs, etc.
Right. I mean, as you know, there's so much has been written about him that is not true, and they're trying to take away his holiday and put in its place the Indigenous Days or other types of days. But if you look at the history of Christopher Columbus, you find that he was a man that was very religious man, And he had very much in mind the idea of evangelization, of helping people. And he was not a person that was in it for the money. He did not make money off this adventure. He thought he was going to China. He thought he was going to the other side of the world. He had other goals. He had other goals in mind when he just bumped into America. So, you know, he has been very much mischaracterized, and I think that is very, very unfortunate because, you know, he did a lot for America. You know, he didn't enslave the populations. The Caribbean Indians that he ran into were already had slavery, and were especially some of these tribes were cannibals. They had very customs that were extremely hard on the people they subjected themselves to. So it's a case of history being rewritten that I think needs to be corrected.
You know, I think probably with some of the movements going on in the United States right now, but this past week in, I believe it was Portland, Oregon, statues were torn down of Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt. I simply can't understand at all why that happened, and I have to just chalk it up to the incredibly high level of anger in the country right now, which I have personally experienced just this past week. Having said that, John, I want to talk a little bit about Catholicism. I want to start out by asking you a question about the Pope. A lot of my friends, a lot of my Catholic friends, feel that perhaps the Pope is a little bit on the socialistic side. My personal thought about that is the Pope is the Pope. If you're a Catholic, you believe in the concept of the Pope, i.e. the position of being the highest official within the Catholic Church. I believe that. I don't see anything wrong with that personally. I do believe that non-secular items such as private property, etc., are probably not in his purview. John, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of controversy now, especially since he came out with an encyclical letter about 10 days ago, and or a little longer, 2 weeks ago, and which he talked about private property. And giving this idea of property being the earth belongs to everyone, everyone should share it, everyone should have equal access to it, borders should not exist, therefore, and all these kind of things that are very far out in left field. And so I definitely think it's not according to church teaching. The church does teach about private property. I mean, it does. There are two commandments that defend private property: thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. So,
right.
it does have a bearing on certain moral issues. But to enter into details like United Nations supervision and other things like that is completely out of the line of what the Pope should be doing.
Well, I look at the example in the United States right now of open borders, and open borders from an economic standpoint are very, very detrimental, in my view, to America. Having said that, I really, in the history of the world, open borders have never existed with any civilized societies. And I really believe that the concept of sovereignty of a country, it's been around for so long. It's what I grew up with, John. It's what you grew up with. And I think we really have to maybe draw a line in the sand here and say, the Pope is very important in the lives of a lot of people, not just Catholics. But I think to maintain that importance, he really needs to stay away from political issues. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but you have to be aware of your particular status in life. And I'm sure that Pope Francis is aware of his status. His role, as given to him, as Catholics believe by God, is to simply keep the Catholic Church together. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Right. I mean, the Pope is a unifying factor. He is the head of the Church, and therefore governs the Church. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a saint, you know, because he is human and all humans make mistakes. They can make very serious mistakes. So, you know, he is infallible according to church teaching in certain areas, but certainly not in economics and in the areas in which he has opined just recently in this encyclical letter that, you know, just included so many themes that are very political, very socialistic, and cause a lot of confusion among Catholics because they say, well, you know, what's going on? We need to think in terms of salvation of souls, you know, and the moral issues that you know are the purpose for the church to save souls and to bring you know to go to heaven. And the encyclical letter doesn't have anything at all about that, and so it is very confusing and perplexing for a lot of Catholics.
Well, as I understand the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know, obviously focusing to a large extent on the New Testament here, Christianity is all about salvation. It's all about living according to the proclamation of the kingdom as Jesus Christ taught Christians. And I think if you go any farther than that, you're probably stepping out of bounds. Salvation is the most important part of Christianity. And some of the secular items that a lot of Christians are getting into right now, I think are going to do nothing but tear the people of the world apart from each other. John, I've got about a minute left. You got the final word, sir.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as you say, the Christian religion does go for the salvation of souls and the living of a virtuous life and staying within the commandments of God. And that's where we need to really, I think a lot of our problems today are not economic or political problems, but are moral problems.
Correct.
And if we concentrate on those moral questions, a lot of other things will be put in place.
John, I have to tell you, I agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want any more information on John's organization, if you want to request a copy of his free book, simply click on the informational page that I placed regarding John Horvath going along with the weekend show here. Mr. Horvath, going to get John more and more often. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER. The good news from KER, this is in a political direction, though, talking with Jim McKinney right now. It's not necessarily good news, in my opinion. It's more very, what I would call, frustrating news. I had a Trump-Pence sign in my backyard that was facing the golf course on my property, and somebody came along last night, pulled out that sign, and put in a Biden-Harris sign. Makes me very angry when people actually infringe on my property and do something like that. I have a major problem with that, but I'm not going to go stark raving mad. All I'm going to say is I am so disappointed in American society right now, and I am so disappointed in the Democratic Party because of all of the personal hatred that has been instigated in our country. Jimmy, I'd like you to comment on that.
Well, and up until 2015, everybody in Hollywood, everyone in Washington, D.C., everyone in New York wanted to be seen with Donald J. Trump. He was given awards. He was friends with Al Sharpton and people like Jesse Jackson. But something happened when he announced his presidency. The Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party went on a scorched earth, destruction of character campaign that created a tremendous amount of animosity towards the man in for politics. They've carried forward that, the Democratic Party, and actually Republicans as well, within, you know, Washington, D.C., have carried forward comments through the Russia collusion hoax, through the Ukraine impeachment, through the COVID crisis, in order to undermine his character and destroy him personally and create a tremendous amount of hate. The result of that we have seen in cities around America, over 200 cities, over $1 billion in damage, with burnt property, with businesses destroyed, with people actually killed over violence that was created by this hatred and fear and intimidation that Donald Trump was a fascist and a racist. They are both fabricated lies. And unfortunately, so many people are tied up in that belief on the left right now that it seems like we don't have a way out of it.
Well, it really does seem like we don't have a way out of it. I mean, to me, this whole thing is absolutely amazing. Violence, anarchy in the streets of Seattle and Portland, Los Angeles, San Francisco, going back to Minnesota on the East Coast, etc., etc., makes me very, very unhappy. And what I'm starting to do now is simply explain situations like this on this particular radio program and on our website. No pros, no cons, no animosity, no name-calling. Simply trying to do what I can to inform society of what's going on. If listeners choose not to buy into that, that's fine. All they have to do is let me know, and I will immediately go in a different direction, which I already have to a very large extent. KER Politics is now called The Good News from KER. If you listen to any of the other segments for this weekend show with John Horvath talking about non-secular issues, with Chuck Page talking about how to improve yourself, how to isolate yourself from anger, you'll see the direction that I am taking now with the program. Jimmy, you know, as the chairman of the Re-Elect Trump Committee, you got to be going through an awful lot of hardships right now.
You know, in the light of the KER good news stories, I will say that there's a tremendous number of people that actually still believe in America. There's a tremendous number of people that are out there trying to get involved in order to protect our basic freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom to worship. You know, casinos are open, but churches are closed here in Washington State. There are people that are standing up. And I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that there are more people out there that actually love this nation and want to see it do better than there are that think it needs to be torn down. So from that perspective, it's hard. We get people coming into the office every day that have had two or three signs like yours torn down, but they keep getting them. And people that were not willing to stand up in the past because they were intimidated by the left and some of these accusations realize that Donald Trump is not the perfect character, but none of us are. We're all human beings. And that, look, in order to protect our future, somebody's got to stand up and fight. No one hired Donald Trump because he was a nice guy. No one voted for him because he was the greatest character in the world. They voted for him because he was standing up to this elite ideology in Washington, D.C. that thinks that disconnected from our society and thinks that they're more important and they know better than everybody else while they sell us out, while they sell Americans out and their jobs, what their freedoms and their individual rights. And what we're seeing is a pushback. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have a significant change, and I'll predict it. I think November 3rd, we're going to see a very different outcome than the polls and the media are trying to present.
Well, that's pretty hard to say. That's what happened in 2015. I do have a little bit of fear for our society if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't get elected. I do have a certain amount of fear because I don't think the Democrats will stop there. I think you will see the violence that has been going on in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, various cities in the Midwest, and most of the cities on the East Coast, I think will escalate, Jimmy.
I'm afraid that that may be the case. What I'm more concerned about is what happened under the Obama administration. The Obama administration, in order to achieve their ideological goals, used all elements of government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division, and the DOJ, IRS, the EPA. They used the power of government to influence, intimidate businesses, to shut down people they did not like, imprison some people for small acts. The film director that was charged for a Senate campaign donation and imprisoned for seven months. Dinesh D'Souza, unbelievable political attack on individuals. And that's what I fear most with a Biden-Harris, is retribution and using those elements of power not in line with the Constitution, but in line with their ideology. And that's what people are pushing back against.
Well, people are pushing back against that right now. The country basically is, I would have to say, as divided as I have ever seen it. my goal from now on, because I think that this program, we have a big enough audience that we can make a difference, and I am going to focus now with people like Charles Page and others. I'm going to focus simply on what we can do as individuals to make life good for us. Any comments on that one, Jimmy?
I think what people can do right now is they can vote, they can influence, and they can go ahead and pray for America. They need to get out and get people that are interested in protecting those basic values, and they need to stand up and not be afraid. I think that basically most people are good. Depends on what information they're given. And the biggest thing that we can do to change our future right now in America is not allow tech and media global corporations to direct and dictate our future. And right now they're doing it what they believe is in their best financial interests and their best ideological interests. And we've got to push back against that. You know, get off Twitter, get off Facebook, get off these influence ideas. They sell you as a slave, sell your data in the new modern slavery. And if we can get back to just basic values and principles, then I think we can move forward and the nation can do better. And I hope that's what we have facing this COVID crisis, facing these challenges and this misinformation and this tremendously powerful, influential voices on the media, progressive ideologies. If we can push back on that, we'll be all right.
The first direct action, Jimmy, that I have taken is I received in my email yesterday notifications from Twitter and notifications from Facebook saying that where am I? How come I'm not participating? I have literally hundreds of people trying to get hold of me. I'm simply not going to Twitter or Facebook ever again. And that feeling is based on the documentary that I watched, basically that was stating how Twitter and Facebook can really control people's thoughts.
That's right, the social dilemma.
Yeah, I have a social dilemma. I'm pretty worried right now about this, Jimmy. But let me say this. If you guys would like me to weigh in on this, I will be taking all of my weekends coming up to address your comments. Jim, thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.